go on forever.
Finally, you are listening to Default Radio, episode 7, live, coming at you. This is Decoder. You're listening.
And let me take your phone.
And you're listening to the fucking Clash. You're listening to the Clash, motherfucker. That's fucking sad. Anyway, yeah, let's, you know, get right into shit here, man.
Is this my first live show here, Decoder?
This is your first shot live show, Lucky.
Jesus Christ, I better not fuck it up. We don't got any tapes to flip over.
Dude, I heard, from what I heard from some people who were streaming since 9, when we still, well, since 9 Eastern, when we were playing episode 6.9, I heard that they were saying that the analog sounded kind of weird.
Great.
Whatever that means. I don't know. Well,
whatever.
Weird could be good. You never know.
Who knows?
Anyway. Fuck yeah.
So what have you got planned here?
Well, dude, there's a few things I wanted to get into first. First of all, the intro song that you heard, well, the intro songs that you heard about 48 times. well, if you're streaming live, you know, when you get this on the download, you're only going to hear each song once. But that was The Clash and Doug.
Yeah.
1977 and White Riot, correct?
Right, a lot of White Riot, but yeah, both of them.
Okay, well, a lot of White Riot, huh? Well, hey. That's what you got here, motherfucker, is a White Riot.
Man. What's the closer? What's the closer again, Decoder?
The closer is, well, this is Radio Clash, the name of the song, so we're going to close with tonight.
I got that.
All right, you got that. Cool. See, we do this at the last minute, man. We're doing the fucking, like, literally getting the music while we're fucking streaming. Now,
I know, man. I wanted the closer to be a surprise on our show, and here we are fucking giving it out.
It doesn't matter.
The hell,
whatever.
What the hell is that?
It doesn't matter anymore. I don't even care. Now, I'm gonna let everybody know right off the bat that, what time did we do the show last night, Lucky? What time did we record 6.9 that the listeners just heard?
about 11 o'clock Pacific.
Okay, like 11 o'clock Pacific. Well, I have been up, awake, since yesterday at 4 p.m. Eastern. Been up since then. I haven't slept since we did that show. You know that, Lucky, right?
Yeah, great.
I'm sitting here, I'm drinking coffee, I'm drinking beer and coffee at the same time, I swear to God. I have a fucking Starbucks Frappuccino and a fucking Miller High Life right in front of me. And I'm drinking both.
Really?
Both of them. I'm drinking the Miller, washing it down with the fucking Starbucks. I'm telling you. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I'm fucking out of control.
You are. You're
you can't
out of control.
Stop me. You can't hold me down. You can't cage me up. You can't lock me up. You just can't do anything about it.
Yeah. You need to be tamed. You need to be tamed.
I can't. It's fucking, it's just official. I'm a madman. But, anyway. Maybe we should make, like, one, like, at least one episode of Default Radio since, like, the first one about something telecom-related. I don't think we've been doing that.
Well, actually, I have a couple topics here together. I don't know if you got anything lined
all right,
up
well,
for tonight.
I actually did want to mention a few things first. Now we're going to get into some, you know, enough bullshit about our fucking, my bullshit. We can get into some things. First of all, it's a new year, 2004. Oh, it was fucking for yesterday's effort. Earlier, whatever. But today, a couple of hours ago, barely, like 2 hours ago, Icon released issue 3 of his magazine, Freakazoids, freaksandgeeks.com. So, you know, just giving the listeners little news, little heads up in case they didn't get it. Go cop it. Cop it, get it while it's fucking right out of the oven. You know what I'm saying? And I want to give a big shout to Icon. I don't know where he is, you know.
Uh-huh.
I want him to come on, but I don't know where the fuck he is. And of course.
Fucking Christ. Okay, sorry.
What happened? What happened? What's going on?
My packet ate cut out for a second.
Okay.
I was like, okay.
Let's not worry about this shit. All right.
Okay.
Lucky.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to talk about something. Because it's 2004, right?
Yes, it is.
And what happened 20 years ago?
1984. It was a dark year for the telecom.
Yeah,
For one company in particular.
Our favorite.
AT&T.
Our personal favorite.
Yes. What happened to AT&T in 1984?
Miller High Life. What happened in 84?
Yeah, to AT&T. Let's go back. Back to 1984.
You gotta fire up the Wayback Machine there. Back to 1984. What a quiet 1984, huh? Dead air happened in 1984?
Yeah. Wasn't that a book?
1984?
Yeah.
Yeah, George Orwell, of course. One of the best authors fucking of all time, George Orwell.
That was a good book, but I don't think that's what we're talking about.
We're not talking about the book, although we might talk about stuff like that in a later episode, because you know, George Orwell was really only 20 years late, wasn't he, on his little prediction there? But anyway, I don't want to get into that. We're going to talk about something here about AT&T, but the breakup.
Okay. Yep. The breakup of AT&T. The Department of Justice forced AT&T to break up.
Our friend.
They said, you know.
At the Department of Justice.
They said, you know what? You're too fucking greedy.
You guys are assholes. That's what they said. I think that's what the official document said. AT&T is a bunch of fucking ass clowns, and we just got to set them straight. That's what it said. I'm reading it right here.
Yeah, I believe they said, what's that stand for again? Assholes and titty twisters?
I thought that's what it stood for.
I think that's what AT&T stands for.
I thought it was just for all taxes and tariffs.
Okay.
That's what I thought.
All
right. But anyway, continue on, because I'm sitting here drinking. Sorry.
Okay, so what happened? 1984, they got broken up into 7 baby bells.
Baby bells.
I can't remember the fucking name of these bell companies.
Well, there was 9X, which was New York and New England.
Yeah.
There was Bell South.
There was Bell Atlantic.
Pacific
Bell.
Pacific Bell.
Southwestern Bell.
And, was it Cincinnati Bell or some shit like that?
Yeah, and then there was some small-ass one that no one used.
No one used. Cincinnati Bell.
Yeah. Well,
it doesn't matter.
It's not quite 7, but who gives a fuck?
Wow, you know, this just proves that we're never prepared for anything.
Yeah.
All right. I pride myself on that. I'm fucking... Everybody else, they should... They should
love it.
But I just hope I'm not knowing what the fuck is going on. I make a lifestyle out of it.
Yeah, so do I. You should see my apartment. But anyway.
I hear you, man.
So they broke up into these little baby bells. Now, AT&T, they got to keep Bell Laboratories. They got to keep the long-distance portion and some other shit.
And Bell Labs is now known as?
Lucent Technologies.
Lucent. Yep, exactly right.
Yeah.
I was trying to trick you there. I didn't think you knew.
Okay, well.
Bell Labs invented a whole lot of hot shit. You know that?
Oh, really?
Yeah, hot shit, man. They were over there just inventing up everything, man.
Well, let's see. What else happened? Oh, yeah, and they also kept Western Electric, which makes the payphones and everything.
The cool payphones.
Yeah. Okay, and then the baby bells, what they got to keep was Yellow Pages, Intralata Long Distance, and, of course, local service. And then there was a few independent companies like U.S. West and Ameritech.
Yep, yep.
Which is actually U.S. West's Quest. You know, all these fucking companies, they're doing these mergers, you know.
Mergers, we're going to get into that in a little while.
Yeah.
On another topic. Come on, man, we're going slow here. Let's speed it up. Let's get it fucking going, man. We came into this with a clash, baby. Let's speed it up, man. You should be doing drugs like me, bro. Do them. They're good for you. The kids out there.
Up. I mean... We gave it away. All right. They broke up, 84. What the fuck else do you want me to tell them?
I don't know, man.
That's your fucking history lesson. You want to learn more? Fucking search Google.
Yeah, man.
I sense a little temper problem
here. Yeah, Google the divesture. Oh, man. Wow, so this radio show is just about telling people to stiffu noob, right?
Yes, it is.
Man.
All right.
That's not what we stand for here at Default Radio. We're supposed to educate and enlighten and fucking put ideas in people's heads.
Well,
even if it's a bad idea, even if it's bad ideas, like, you know, I say that smoking is good and drugs are good. Like, and I don't know if you've heard 6.66 yet with me and N-Theory. Big shouts to N-Theory. But we definitely talked a lot about worshiping our Dark Lord and Master Satan.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a shrine right here. I light candles and I fucking do all these fucking chants and whatnot.
Hey.
I invoke the demon spirit, man. I fucking can't tell you.
Really?
I do.
Dakota, I don't mean to interrupt you, Dakota, but we got a special guest instant messaging me right now.
Who's the special guest? Is it a surprise?
G.I. Joe 5005.
All right. Give him the number and get him on. G.I. Joe.
Get on fucking line, Doug. I don't got the number on me.
Oh, man.
You never have the number on you.
Yeah, Lucky, can I ask you a question?
You know what? I'll just go into Packet 8 and fucking look at my call log. Hold on.
Oh, you're a moron.
No, I'm doing it.
Doug's doing it. Just Lucky, you know, Doug, what's the deal with Lucky, how he never writes
down
numbers?
I don't write down numbers and I don't remember them for a reason. And this is so that if I ever get investigated, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
I don't know what's going on. What did I call? I don't know. But the thing is, Lucky, I can't help but remember numbers. Like a phone number, man, I'm just a fucking born freaker, bro, because a phone number sticks in my fucking head, those 10 digits, all of them just floating around, man.
Yeah,
I know them all. Gotta memorize them.
I do actually remember a lot of numbers, but it's just, if it's new numbers...
Speaking of numbers, bro, I got some stuff to drop later that is in a... Well, I'm not going to say it like that because it's not really that great, but I got some cool shit to drop later. I mean, it's not going to blow your mind or anything, but it's some fucking hot numbers that I picked up today. And once again, I'm going to go on my rant about fucking... about 20-year-old text files. I'm the moron who gets a 20-year-old text file with fucking... 200 numbers and calls each and every one of them and gets the 5 that still work. Nobody else will do that. They think, oh, they all don't work. No, there's 5 in there that fucking work, and I get them.
I actually used to do that. But anyway, back to your latter topic about remembering numbers, let me tell you this, Dakota.
Tell me.
I have my Platinum Visa credit card number expiration and the lap and the back 3 digits, little CVV2. I have all of that memorized.
Yep.
So what do you think about that? Yeah. Well, let me tell you, if I don't have my wallet on me and I walk into anywhere,
All I got to do is say, hey, put that on my Visa.
If they leave, it's your number. Yeah, I hear you, man. Hey, Doug, what's going on? Where's G.I. Joe?
I gave him the number. He said he'd be here in a few minutes.
Oh, come on, man. We don't got all day. Anyway.
Well, remember, he's probably waiting for us to mention his name because of the delay.
You should have just told him to call. Should have just told him to call any time, man.
I don't know. He just said it for a couple of minutes.
All right, cool. Anyway. So, yeah, so Lucky memorizes his credit card number, whatever. So you want to give him a truth serum and own his credit card. Anyway.
What, so then I have to memorize another 16 digits?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Got to memorize the encryption to your brain.
Well, let's see. What other topics do we got?
Well, you mentioned mergers earlier.
Yeah, I was wondering if you wanted to keep that, since we were talking about AT&T, if I should give out another AT&T wireless story.
Drop another AT&T wireless story while on the topic of AT&T. Then we'll go into the topic of mergers.
Okay, so here's the story here. You know, AT&T wireless is not known for its customer service. And now I truly know why.
Whoa, who just joined?
G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe, what is up?
Just got back from work.
You are live on Default Radio. You know, and I forgot to mention something. While indeed this is episode 7, numerically it's episode 7, this right here is the 10th episode.
Hey, is Lucky still on here?
Yes.
Oh, that's weird. I heard a dial tone before I hit a ring.
Yeah, didn't you hear that?
Yeah, I heard it.
Weird. Everything always messes up on our show.
Yep. So, G.I. Joe, what's up, man?
Walmart has problems, you know what?
Walmart?
Walmart has problems. Okay. Never mind. I was going to say something, but...
You know,
everybody
else wouldn't
know. Alright.
So, G.I. Joe, what's going down? You have a good day at work? Shut up, Lucky. I'm fucking talking, you motherfucker. Anyway. G.I. Joe, you have a good day at work?
Oh, yeah.
I'm such a bitch.
You're kind of low, bro. Raise the levels. Screaming.
Am I low?
Alright, now you're good.
There you go.
Alright. Yeah, well, we're stocked on Raymond noodles and flour if you come to my Walmart, so. We're good.
Where are you at again?
Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Walmarts, man. I don't envy you, man.
Walmart.
I don't. I've been to a Walmart for so long.
What was the topic of discussion before?
We were actually talking about AT&T and the breakup that happened 20 years ago, 1984.
Oh, yeah?
Before everyone here was born, except me.
What are you talking about? I lived through 84, but anyway.
Oh, sure you did.
Why? I would have thrown.
Fuck, you're like 12, bro. What the fuck
I was
here?
I was one year old during the breakup. Now,
Dakota was 30.
Good for you.
Anyway.
What'd you say?
I said you were so relaxed, and you're like fucking 50 now.
Oh, 30. I thought you said 3. I was going to say, nah, bro, try again. I keep talking, Lucky, because I lost my cigarettes, and this is like where.
All right, so let's get back to the topic. After we were talking about the breakup, I was going to bring in my story about AT&T Wireless. Now I'm not even sure if it's even fucking worth it.
Just talk about it, bro. Just come on, let's go.
All right. So I'm using my AT&T Wireless phone after I get it because I just upgraded to GSM. I wanted to play with the features.
Shut the fuck up, Dakota. Oh, wait. So I always get interrupted, and that's fucking quite all right with everyone, right? Every single day,
yep.
I get interrupted. That's okay, but, like, I'm just sitting here talking to myself. Dude, I'm drinking, okay? I'm doing what I want, bro. I keep talking. AT&T, wireless. All right.
All right. So I'm fucking around with the phone. I want to try it out. So I go into AT&T's M mode menu. I start fucking around on their GPRS shit. Anyway, so when I sign on, it tells me, hey, you're entitled to a free 30-day trial of any M mode plan. Just click here to talk to a representative. And I click there, and it dials 611 for me. I'm like, hey, that's nifty. All right. So anyways, as you know, AT&T's hold times are excessively long.
Yeah, they usually make you wait about 6 or 7 hours.
Yeah. Well,
approximately.
At this time, I did not have the priority number, the 800 number to get you on the priority queue. So I was sitting there on hold for about 30 minutes, and then I just gave up. I called back the next, probably 2 days later, when I had the priority number from my work.
Oh, you called back and you weren't still on hold 2 days later?
Yeah, so, yeah. Yeah, 2 days later I called the priority number and got through in about 30 seconds. And AT&T told me, oh, well, I could add that plan and give you a credit for it, but it would only be good till the end of your billing cycle, which is January 2nd. And I said, oh, okay. It says free 30 days, though, on my screen. And she's all, oh, well, just call back on the 2nd, and we'll give you the whole month for free. I'm like, all right, great.
So today is?
January 2nd.
Oh, surprisingly.
Yeah, so I call up AT&T, and you know what they tell me when I say, hey, I spoke to your rep before about this, got a little message on my screen saying I got a free 30-day trial to use any M-Mode plan for 30 days free. They tell me that promotion's not valid anymore. It's not valid, huh?
That fucking figures.
I go, like, well, it must have been valid in December, because that's when I called, and your representative told me to call back on the 2nd, because she couldn't give me a full month in December. It would only go to the end of my billing cycle. And they're all like, no, it wasn't valid in December either. It was, that plan is not going, or that marketing is not going on in the Los Angeles area. I'm like, oh, really? Oh. Yeah, where did you see this? I'm all, I saw it on my fucking phone.
Right?
I signed on to M-Mode, and it said, hey, you're entitled to a free 30-day thing. And they're all, well, you should have signed up with that when you migrated to GSM. I'm all like, I didn't fucking know about it when I migrated. I wanted to try the service to see what it was like. Yeah, I was willing to pay the few cents just to check around online. But you know what? After I signed on and you advertised to me that I could get a free 30-day trial, you know, I said, hey, what the fuck? I want that 30-day trial.
And now they're giving you all this shit. You know why they're giving you all this shit?
Because they're AT&T.
Exactly. Exactly. That's it, bro.
And you know what they told me? They told me, well, we don't advertise through the M-Mode. We advertise through other avenues, but not M-Mode.
What did you tell them? You thought maybe you were having a fucking hallucination?
I'm all, what are you telling me? Are you calling me a liar, sir? And he goes, I'm talking to the resolution department now, not the customer service rep. I'm talking to resolutions.
Yeah.
And I'm all, are you calling me a liar, sir? And he goes, no, I'm not calling you a liar. I'm telling you that we do not advertise like that. I'm all, so what? What the fuck? Was I hallucinating? You're calling me a liar?
It was a mirage. That's what it was.
Yeah, you know, and he's all, no, can we try and keep this conversation professional? I'm all like, well, look, how are you going to compensate for your false advertisement? I'm all, just give me the plan and then credit me for the plan.
Yep.
You know? And he's all like, well, we can't do that because that promotion's not going on. I'm all, sir, you falsely advertised to me. You better compensate in some way. He's all, well, look, before you even knew about this, you had to sign on to M-Mode knowing you were going to pay, right? I'm all, yes. But you still advertised it to me, you know? And he's all like, well, I can't credit you for something that you never signed up for. I'm all, sir, you better fucking sign me up now for it and then credit me for it after you sign me up. You know?
They don't understand that shit. Fuck them. You know what the moral of the story is here? Fuck AT&T. That's the moral of the story, bro. Enough of that. And Lucky, can I ask you a question? You're really excited about this, huh?
Dude, customer service, man.
Well, you're really excited about this, right? Because you're fucking screaming.
Oh, they pissed me off, man.
All right, take it easy, bro.
Well, I'm sure I have an AT&T phone, though.
All right.
Shut the fuck up. Anyway.
No, seriously, why do you have an AT&T wireless phone, though? I mean, is it because of the whole fucking...
I'll get to that in a second. Now, hold on. So, this is the resolution department I'm speaking to. The only thing they could resolve for me, the only thing that they could compensate for was, this is the last thing the guy says to me. you know what? I'll give you an additional 30 minutes for this month, but I don't think it's warranted. That's what he told me.
I would have told him to go fuck himself straight in the ass with a big black fucking dildo from White Sword's fucking store.
From White Sword's store?
Yeah. Just for everyone who doesn't know, White Sword, he works in a pornography shop.
Oh, man. You know, that just pissed me off. Anyways, why am I using AT&T service?
Because you're retarded.
You know what?
We know this. I've known it for a while, bro.
No, I want to know why, though. I mean, seriously.
No, I use AT&T because they let me sign up for a one-year contract without giving my social, and they had a good rate plan, and they have good coverage. And plus, I got the gate phone now, so I got
just the customer
the
service.
Coverage.
You know,
it's just the customer
I will
service.
Say this: AT&T is usually okay unless you have to actually talk to a human that's employed by them. That's when you you're fucked.
I just want something that has good coverage. My Verizon phone sucks ass in the house.
Yeah, if you think that you're never going to have to talk to a fucking human that works for that company, then you're going to be good to go. AT&T is the way to go. But if you think you're even going to fucking spend more than three fucking seconds a year talking to a human there, you might want to consider another wireless provider.
Right. Yeah. But not Verizon because their customer service is open from 9 to 11.
Yeah, Verizon, yeah, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m.
I have to say AT&T advertises that they have 24-hour customer service.
That means you wait on hold for 24 hours. That's what they meant. I didn't quite understand that.
But besides that, at 1 a.m. Eastern time, they are closed for 1 hour for backup maintenance.
For lunch.
Yeah, pretty much.
Anyway.
For lunch.
G.I. Joe, you still here?
Yep.
All right, cool. What kind of phone you got?
This is an AT&T 2-line phone. Yes, AT&T.
Everybody's nice doing with them, man. All taxes and tariffs.
Yo, I got them too now.
Yeah, you all got AT&T. Well, you know what?
Well, they have good rates and they have good coverage.
Like I said, you better just hope.
I pay $10 a month for unlimited local
just,
at 7 cents a minute.
Well, you guys better say your prayers at night before you go to bed, that you don't ever have to fucking talk to customer service with them. So, all I'm saying, man.
I can't say it for every customer service rep, though. This one rep gave me a credit of $25 just because I told her I was going to buy a phone later today. I didn't even have the phone.
She probably worked for a different fucking provider. And she just started working for AT&T. She doesn't really know
you're
the deal yet.
You're rolling off another network.
Yeah, she doesn't know the drill yet. She doesn't know the drill that you're supposed to be a fucking moron.
She doesn't know the AT&T customer service policy.
Yep.
Don't help them.
Anyway.
Don't provide customer service.
I actually have a couple of free questions that maybe you can answer, you guys. The first being, these voice over IP actual phones, like those Cisco 7000 series phones, like what does it actually do? What's the purpose of it being an IP phone?
The silence is deafening.
Decoder?
I don't know.
I don't have VoIP. You do, bro. Both of you do. I don't use VoIP. I use fucking copper wire and landlines. I have fucking rotary phones and $2 Conair phones lying around my fucking house. That's it.
Yeah, but I don't really deal with that. I don't deal with the actual Cisco VoIP phones, even though we sell them at our work, so I should probably know what the fuck I'm talking about, but oh well.
Yeah, you know.
don't buy from me.
I don't know, I mean, I see the ads. Oh man, this Cisco 7000 IP phone looks cool.
Yeah, they look cool. I think that's what they do. What was the other question you had?
He's not going to ask him now. He's just going to egg up the fucking phone.
So why is it cheaper to call Antarctica than it is to call Mexico or someplace?
Isn't that what Brisk brought up?
When did you bring that up?
I think when Brisk was on here, he mentioned something about calling Antarctica.
Oh, because I looked up rates and it's like just 11 cents a minute to call Antarctica or something using that.
Because to call, a landline there?
I don't know.
I don't think there are any. That's fucking why it's so cheap. It's 0 cents a minute.
What are you talking about? My fucking office is out there.
I think we're... Oh, that's D4 episode 8. I'll find a column. We'll make a column out of the column. We'll find
if it's only 11 cents a minute, man, I'll fucking call them left and fucking right. Straight down, wherever.
I bet you it's some U.S.-run expense. I don't think it's anything.
Well, it's probably because it's fucking... Well, no, that company Cable and Wireless, I think they're going bankrupt.
I know, but I mean, what, there's like 50 researchers down there? I mean, it's probably just some...
They just don't figure... See, that's the thing. They're going to charge you more for things that they think you're going to call. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I remember back before... I'm talking way back in the days. Like, I'm going to go back 10 years before fucking unlimited long distance and before all these good fucking long distance rates, right? It cost me twice as much money to call the fucking next area code over in New York than it would for me to call California. Because, you know, of course, 9X at the time figured that me sitting in my happy ass right here, that I'm going to call fucking the next county over more than I'm going to call California. That's where they charge you more.
You still see that now, and I mean, like you see on the phone console, it's like in-state, they'll have 9 cents a minute, and out-of-state, just 5 cents a minute.
Exactly. And it's the same thing like the commuter train here. You know, like any train, they have like peak hours and off-peak hours. And the peak hours are when fucking all the commuters, like businessmen and shit, are going to and from work. So they charge you more. They dick you out of an extra $2 for that train ride. You know what I'm saying? Because it's peak hours, but off peak, when nobody, a fucking Sunday morning, when nobody's going anywhere, it's fucking cheap. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
They're always trying to dick you. If they figure there's a lot of people doing something, they're going to charge you more to do it.
Yep. That's the truth.
That's it. That's how companies are, man. You know, fuck it. You'd figure, you know.
If they didn't have actually like a phone system or something, they had a cool ring or something. So.
The only time I've ever called anybody in Antarctica, it was a fucking sat phone, and that's where he just happened to be. So that wasn't—it's not really the same because sat phones got their own fucking country code, which is what's the country code for the sat phones?
88 fucking no, it's plus 8 something.
88 something.
8. I don't know.
It's something weird. I don't know it off the top of my head. I mean, I haven't memorized every single fucking country code yet. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, we'll be doing a special call from in March, right, Decoder?
Whatever.
A special country trip call in March.
You want to call a special country?
No. We're doing when I'm going in March, and we're doing a special.
Oh yeah, most definitely. I forgot about that. You just reminded me. Aha! That's gonna be some fun. Oh yeah, that's gonna be a surprise for the coming, when are you gonna be out there?
What date will we be there in March?
You're gonna be there in a month, so that's gonna be something special that's gonna be going on in a couple of months.
You know, we should do this on March 10th. On, the day the phone was, patented by a good friend, Graham Bell.
Graham Bell. Fuck Graham Bell, man. When Briss came on, we were talking about fucking Mucci.
Yeah.
Fuck that. You know? Yep.
My other voice question, and I don't know, this isn't seen by our previous knowledge of the voice stuff, but do you call it voice or voice over IP? Like, how do you say that?
Either one's fine.
Yeah, originally, you know, everybody was calling it voice over IP, but it's VoIP. I call it VoIP.
Okay. Well, you know, there's something like the CCC camp in Germany where, last year where they set up a mobile wireless network. Could you do something like that, where you just set up your own IP phone network?
Well, what's your question? I mean, they have VoIP PBXs.
Okay, well, yeah, if you could just, like, pretty much, I was just wondering if you could pretty much just set up your own phone system and assign people numbers and if you can
There's CLEX that do just that.
Right.
That's where they don't even deal with anything else, just that. Ah, man.
Yep. Okay.
I'm drinking heavily, bro. I just downed fucking that beer, man. I'm drinking. Should I grab another
one? Are we gonna get into our topic of mergers? We kinda skipped that out of.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Well, hold up, let me catch my breath here. How long have we been going, Doug?
A while.
Just late last night. Why?
Fucking, I don't know. I don't even think we're recording right now.
Great.
We have one out of like 30 listeners right now.
How many people are listening? One? Nice.
You know, like 18.
That's not it. Alright, yeah, mergers. We did allude to it before. And, I was just reading about this, right before we started the show. And, Lucky.
What's up?
What's going down with the mergers?
I have no fucking clue. I was hoping you would have some information. I saw a little blip about the mergers on alt.cellular about ATTWS.
Lucky. Now, you know, since we're doing the show live, I'm going to air this out right now. All right, let me catch my breath here and say this. Lucky.
You're fine.
What?
I'm gonna have to just bring this out. Dude, before we fucking came on here, what did I say? Dude, I'm busy. I got these fucking topics. Breakup, 20 years, and fucking wireless provider mergers. Go get me some fucking info on that. I don't have the fucking articles, bro. What the fuck? I blame this on Doug.
Damn Doug not looking up the merger info for me. I told him to.
Swear to fucking God, man. Dude, Lucky, I said, get the fucking article. What did you want me to do, post you the fucking link? I could have. I just couldn't, I didn't get a chance to read it, bro. My computer was about to fucking crash. I had to fucking reboot. We were just about to do the show. I couldn't fucking get the article. I couldn't fucking read it.
I'm looking at the fucking article.
Motherfuckers.
Right now.
Motherfuckers, bro. You know what? Doug, you said something before to me about how this show isn't about telecom. I don't think it should be about telecom anymore. I'm getting
like,
sick of that
fucking,
shit.
It's fucking late with Decoded Link.
Yeah, I'm getting sick of that. What do you think, G.I. Joe?
Switching completely away from all telecom?
Yeah, I think we're just going to not do anything about telecom anymore.
Dude,
stop going crazy, man. You sound like fucking my girlfriend. Dude, your voice went up like 3 fucking octaves when you fucking started yelling.
By the way, we've been gone for 32 minutes according to Murdoch.
Okay, thanks, Murdoch. Big shout to Murdoch. Big shout to Murdoch. You know why? Because if it wasn't for Murdoch, because fucking Doug, because Doug had a little problem with his. Let me fucking talk. Holy shit! Shut the fuck up.
Shout out! Holy fucking shit!
Shout to Murdoch.
Alright, now my shout out is because of fucking, you know, it's impossible to download Cazelle Lite now off the internet because the fucking RA's whores are like shit.
Oh yeah.
Nice sound. Thanks to fucking Addis for giving me a link to where you can download Cazelle Lite.
Yeah, as we mentioned before, Doug had blown up his computer. It was a fireworks mishap.
After this show's over, we're gonna play fucking the episode 6.66 or whatever we fucking did, and then all this shit's gonna go for download.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah, Doug has been having trouble with his computer, and he lost Cazelle Lite, and he couldn't get it again. And we're sitting here like, well, what the fuck, dude? How are we gonna get songs? Oh wait, I mean, we use hard copies. We don't use Cazelle Lite to get our songs.
We pay our license.
All right, you know what? I'll say it right now. Every single song that we have used on Default Radio, I have on compact disc that I bought in the store. Now, just because Doug goes and gets a copy off fucking wherever he gets it, you know what I'm saying? Just because he goes and does that, every song, I have a fucking hard copy on CD. Every single one we've done so fucking far. And we're not going to stray away from that. If I don't have a hard copy, we're not going to use it. That's it. Because, dude, if it was me fucking streaming the show and not Doug, I'd just be fucking using my hard copies, bro. But I don't. So that's it.
I have 2,600,000 CDs, so.
That's what I'm saying. But just to let everybody know, you know. Yeah, so, you know, Doug maybe gets some by less than legal means, but whatever, because it doesn't matter. I have a hard copy of everything right here. Fuck that. I'll start reading the liner notes if you don't fucking believe me. So, you know, listeners, you don't believe me, fucking start sending some aims.
That's
to fucking Doug.
Prescott Peterson at 42nd Street, New York, New York.
Yeah, I live on 42nd Street. But, yeah, fucking, let's get back into a little bit of topic here.
According to this article, pretty much all the fucking merger shit is a bunch of rumors, and all the cellular companies, when asked, declined to comment due to policy.
What is the rumors then? Singular AT&T. Excuse me.
Singular AT&T and T-Mobile, or any combination of the three.
Well, Singular and T-Mobile is kind of.
I'm hungry.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, my voice cut out again. Anyway.
Yeah, Singular and T-Mobile are kind of in bed together already. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly. And then there's a possible Verizon-Sprint merger.
That's what it was, Verizon. Did I say Nextel?
Yeah.
Okay, Verizon-Sprint.
Yeah, I think if anything, Nextel would probably go with AT&T, because they're, even though it's using a technology called iDEN, it still goes over TDMA.
Hmm.
Yeah. In fact, iDEN, TDMA, and GSM...
So
all use TDMA.
Can you cite this article that says it's all rumors? Because I've been hearing a lot of shit, bro.
Yeah, it's, let me fucking tiny URL it.
No, I mean, just, like, where is it at? What fucking website?
It's at seattlepi.com.
Okay.
It's in the business section, I guess that's the Seattle Post. Yeah, and it pretty much says some other scenarios floated around the industry, blah, 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 blah. Says all the fucking rumors.
So Seattle Post is saying that this is all, or whoever the fuck they are is saying that this is just all rumors.
Yeah. Well, I'm sort of,
you know, if my computer wasn't dying on me, bro, I would have got the fucking article. I subscribed to this telecom industry newsletter, and they give me all these fucking links, man. This link was at, like, Business Weekly or some bullshit. A lot of time, what sucks about this thing, man, that I subscribe to, and I'm going to give out the fucking, the URL information on how to sign up for it on a future episode, but what sucks about it is it's all these leads. It's like telecom leads, right?
Mm.
And for industry insiders. And when you get these leads, right, half the time, it's at, like, the Washington Post online or something where you got to fucking subscribe to it. It's like, well, what the fuck is this? This is no good. I paid for every newspaper in the country. You know, what the fuck? But occasionally, if you're lucky, there'll be a free link on there, too. They'll say, oh, yeah, here it is in the Washington Post, and yeah, you need a subscription, or here it is in Business Weekly for free. You know, so it's kind of a rip. I'm sure they got some sort of deal going on with these newspapers online and whatever else that requires subscriptions to view their shit, which isn't really what the internet was supposed to be about, but I guess that's what it is now. But I'm just old school. There's a lot of people out there who don't remember when everything was free, like it was supposed to be.
What the fuck?
What's going on, Lucky?
My cats are fucking, like, running all over the place, man.
I don't
man.
Care about your cats, man. We're doing a fucking show here. So you're telling me this is all hearsay? What'd you say?
I was sort of skimming through it. Our listeners can read the article themselves.
Isn't that what we're supposed to do here, though, bro?
Yeah, probably.
Well,
you want me to start reading it?
Read a little bit of it, yeah, man. That's what I'd be doing.
All right. Hold on.
We're holding on.
Like fucking cats, man.
Dude, we don't care about your cats.
Okay, going back to the 90s, One of the most common predictions by wireless telecom analysts has been that insert year here will be the next year the industry undergoes a long overdue shakeout and round of mergers. The prediction never comes true, but underlying rationale may now be stronger than ever. With six national major brands, two of them failing to make money, and another half dozen strong regional players, the wireless sector is seen by Wall Street as plagued by the same kind of chronic hyper-competition that has ravaged the U.S. airline industry. Blah, 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 blah.
Who's this article by?
I told you, this is by Peter J. Ho.
And this is Peter J. Ho, and this is from what? Associated...
The Boston Globe.
Boston Globe, Peter J. Ho. All right, shouts to him.
Okay. A potentially powerful new force that could finally unleash a merger wave in 2004, many analysts say...
This is all inside analysts saying this because of the way the industry is that it looks like.
Yeah, because of wireless number portability, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
If quarterly earning numbers late this month bear out early reports suggesting significant customer defections from Redmond's AT&T Wireless and Sprint PCS and big gains for industry leader Verizon Wireless, number portability could prove to be the kick. Verizon rivals need to pair off and bulk up. Okay.
All right.
Whatever.
Yeah. So, can I drop a number real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, I'm going to drop a number real quick. This has nothing to do with anything, but I just opened up a file and I kind of want to give this number out. This is completely off topic, but I posted
it. Let me just read this one little paragraph.
Read the paragraph.
Okay. All six companies declined to offer comment on possible merger, saying they do not speculate as a matter of policy. For merger scenarios, a key factor is the network operating systems used by the six major carriers, which most analysts agree makes the most likely mergers. A Verizon-Sprint union or a combination of AT&T, Singular, and T-Mobile. That's where all these fucking rumors come from, is because AT&T, T-Mobile, and Singular all use the TSM TDMA, and Verizon and Sprint use CDMA only.
Exactly. All right, well, there, we got down to the bottom of it. See? So I was supposed to do the research and shit. The number I wanted to drop, by the way, it's completely off topic. I was just fucking around today on Google, and I decided to Google the White House Situation Room, which was supposed to be, when it was published in 2600, it was supposed to be some sort of super secret unpublished number, which is 202-456-9431 for the White House Situation Room. And I decided to Google it today, and I came up with this fucking big-ass list. I don't have the URL right here, but all you really need to do is Google 202-456-9431, and you come up with a whole bunch of, you see the fucking list, and it's a whole bunch of numbers with the FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, and one of them, which was kind of interesting, to me at least, even though it's a published number that you could find anywhere, was the Mount Weather Operator at 202-566-1600. And once again, it's a published number, so, I mean, it's out there. If you Google it, you'll see fucking you get a couple of hundred hits. What I think is interesting about that, I don't know if people know what Mount Weather is, but that's actually, it's like this big-ass underground, like literally an underground city from what a lot of people say, where they have a kind of government in waiting in case any sort of horrible fucking disaster happened, like a nuclear war or anything that took out the fucking government, like the president and everybody else. They have a government in waiting down there in Mount Weather. It's like a backup government. And apparently, it's a spare government. And apparently, everybody who works down in Mount Weather, like the president down there, according to, I've read a lot of weird shit, but, you can't really get the straight answer from the government themselves. But apparently, the president at Mount Weather, the president waiting in case the shit hit the fan, he's actually been there through many terms, He doesn't get elected. And when you're in Mount Weather, that guy's the president. You got to refer to him as Mr. President and everything else. So, if you want to learn some weird shit, go read about Mount Weather. And if you got some nuts, call up the Federal Emergency Management Agency Mount Weather Operator at 202-566-1600. I just wanted to throw that in because it was right in front of my face.
Engineer? Okay.
Is it called up? Yeah, right? You want to call it up?
Yeah, right.
What you got to do? You got three-way? Call it up.
Well, let's call him up and say, you're on default radio.
You're on default radio, Mount Weather. Let me get
this. It's 202-556.
202-566. 1600. Don't call up, dude. That's FEMA. They'll come and own your ass.
566.
What do you do? You don't have a nanny. Come on.
Oh, we're gonna call Mount Weather on the air.
Why not? 202-566.
1600. What are you gonna say to them? I fear FEMA, man. No. FEMA's the people.
Let's just ask them what number we've reached.
FEMA's the guys who got the power to suspend the Constitution. I fear them.
All right.
See what you did, G.I. Joe?
Yeah.
What?
I didn't hear what you said.
Yeah, we're going to be all in prison, by tomorrow.
Yeah, by tomorrow. We're all going to go to jail.
This is the last episode of Default Radio. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for going through this run.
Operations are 7 a.m. until 11 p.m. For further assistance, please press 0.
Please wait.
Audix.
Operator.
I'm sorry, where have I reached?
Federal Emergency Management Agency.
Oh, I'm sorry, wrong number.
That's okay.
All right, you want to know what was really, you want to know what was really weird about that?
What?
All right.
Bush's death?
No. Did you hear the voice pattern of the person on the prompt at the beginning? Did it sound kind of weird
really.
To you?
Not really.
It sounded a little weird to me, and it sounded like if we're, don't worry, once you listen to this episode again, you're going to see that the dude who answered spoke differently from when he first answered to when he told you they were the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Seriously, look at the dude.
Like three guys on the, looking on the phone trace thing. It's funny.
Anyways.
I'm just saying, dude.
Yeah.
It's kind of, weird to me. I mean, I could be hearing things, but I'm going to listen to it later because I don't trust myself with these things.
Yeah,
you conspiracy freak.
Huh?
Conspiracy freak.
He didn't say anything. Shut up, Doug.
No, I didn't even. It's not even that. It's just it sounded like a weird, like nasally type of voice, man. I don't know.
He just sounded like he was like scared or something of us. But
they were. FEMA fears us, man. I've been told before. We don't fear FEMA. They fear us.
Okay.
Fuck FEMA.
Well,
like oh shit, I'm on default radio.
That's a federal crime right there. They were recording that guy.
I got another topic that we can bring into default.
All right, why don't you? Because I have some numbers for later.
And it involves T-Mobile hotspots. Are you familiar with these, Dakota?
I'm not familiar with anything, bro. I'm sitting here drinking and smoking a cigarette.
Jesus fucking Christ, Dakota. Well, other listeners are probably...
What did Doug?
There's probably now.
What did Doug?
I'm having wieners.
Don't worry, you can look what Doug said. I'm going to talk over him now.
Fuck you, man. You're such a moron. Lucky, you really are a bitch.
I know.
It's all about Lucky's show when he's, like, never on.
Yeah, Lucky's never, you're never on. This is, like, the second episode you've done. Literally, I'll mention once again.
Hey.
While this is numerically episode 7, it's the 10th episode that we have done. You got to count 2.5, 6.66, and 6.9, and that makes this. What number?
7th.
The 10th. Episode 7, but it's the 10th episode. It's confusing, I know. But it's just the numbering plan that we came up with.
Maybe next time we'll do binary.
Yes.
Roman numerals.
We should. We should start just doing in Roman numerals. How do you represent,
Episode A.
Episode A.
Episode AB. ABCC.
Yeah. Episode A positive.
Okay, let's go ahead.
All right. The T-Mobile network, okay? The T-Mobile wireless network. So it's basically like you go to Starbucks, and you'll see like a little sticker outside Starbucks that says, "This is a T-Mobile hotspot." And basically you can sign on to these wireless networks inside T-Mobile. Or I'm sorry, inside Starbucks.
Yeah.
Fucking losing it. Okay.
I've lost it already. Long time ago. I lost it in episode 2.5.
You'll get like a little Starbucks menu, when you, whatever web page you go to, trying to tell you to log in using SSL. Basically, you gotta pay $20 a month for, unlimited wireless internet access at these T-Mobile hotspots. Now,
that's when these fuckholes to spend their whole fucking day at Starbucks.
Yeah.
You fucking yuppies. Fuck you.
Well, I was at work today, and apparently, like I had been saying since these networks came out, I said, you know, from the beginning that you could probably just spoof somebody else's MAC address who's at the Starbucks logged on already, and then it would probably just let you fucking, it would probably think it's them and let you fucking use their internet.
You're a liar, bro. You've never said that.
What the fuck are you talking about? The one fucking... Oh, I'm gonna smack you, Dakota.
I just wanted to get you pissed off.
I think Leggy is making all this up.
Yeah, dude, you're just making this up, bro.
Anyways.
Are you talking about Starbucks hotspots? The hell are you talking about?
Apparently.
Hey, do you think that T-Mobile chick is hot, though, on the commercial?
Dude, who watches TV, man? That's, you? Ew.
Dude, it's fucking Catherine Zeta-Jones. She's some fucking, like, little bitch who, like, says she's never going to get a divorce or something. Whatever. Fuck that little hoe. Can we just fucking move on?
Hey, you're the one who knows, like, her name and shit, man. I didn't even know that she was in a commercial.
A divorce? What the fuck are you talking about?
She said on Entertainment Tonight or some shit or one of those...
Wait a minute. You watch Entertainment Tonight?
No, like, I think it was Extra.
I don't have cable television, all right? I don't have that.
What the fuck are you doing watching Entertainment Tonight and admitting that, like, to the world?
It's Access Hollywood, all right? God damn it.
Access Hollywood? What the fuck is that?
It's basically Entertainment Tonight.
Extra.
Yeah.
Doug knows the theme song. Dude, you people, you know what? I'm disappointed in all of you.
No.
Anyways.
I'm disappointed in all of you.
I get more stuck with the dating shows at midnight.
The point was, Catherine Zeta-Jones quoted that she's never going to get a divorce. So I'm waiting for her fucking husband to divorce her.
What does that have to do with anything?
No.
Nothing. Oh, the commercial.
Come on.
Can everybody shut up for a second? I hate to say it, but this whole episode, we've been talking over each other. Now, I think we need to get... We need to get some things clear here. You know what I'm saying? We'll work on it for the next episode. Maybe this is too much of a free for all. Maybe we do need some sort of structure. Even though that's the word that I said I didn't want from the beginning. I didn't want structure. I hate to say it. With you right, fucking goddamn morons, we might fucking need it.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Dealing with fucking little kids in romper room here. What the fuck is going on? Seriously, bro, this is like people are listening. We're not just like, this isn't a comp, bro. This is a radio show. You gotta get the two.
Damn.
You gotta separate these worlds, bro. This is not a comp. This isn't a phone call. This isn't a fucking, I don't know.
Who are you yelling at me?
You haven't even, yeah, Joe, you haven't said anything, man. I'm yelling at Lucky and Doug. You're the one who I'm not.
Our listeners just dropped.
What happened?
Our three listeners just dropped listening to us.
Who?
And we have nothing.
Oh, good.
Just joking.
Why would you think I'm talking to you, G.I. Joe? What the hell? You haven't done anything. These two fucks. These fuckers. Always fucking all right. Starting shit.
Alright, can I continue with the T-Mobile?
Fuck you. Next week I'm doing the show with G.I. Joe, Lucky. You're fucking fired.
What the hell? Fire me, Lucky.
You're gone, I'm gone.
Oh, you both go? Good. The fuck out of here. Hang up.
Unrecorded episode of G.I. Joe.
God.
Anyways, about Catherine, or I mean the hotspot shit.
Back to Catherine Zeta-Jones.
That I fucking brought up. Anyways.
Back to that topic. No, what were you saying about her? She's going to get a divorce, huh?
No, she made a quote saying she'll never get a divorce.
I wasn't serious, Lucky. I wasn't serious.
All right.
Back to the hot spots that you made up.
Shut the fuck up. Anyways.
All right, so your theoretical Starbucks hotspots, yeah.
Yeah, it is. That's the theoretical T-Mobile hotspots. You can theoretically just spoof someone else's MAC address, and basically, the router will think that after they've already logged on and everything, that you're them. So you pretty much piggyback in their connection, and you get free wireless at Starbucks.
Well, hot shit. That's all I got to say.
Now, the problem there is, of course, somebody has to be there and logged on for you to piggyback off their connection. If no one's using the wireless network, you're fucked, right?
You go into a busy one.
Well, no. Actually, all you have to do is go into those Barnes & Noble / Starbucks, because what they use is they'll put up access points all over the place. And all you have to do is spoof the MAC address of the access point, and you're good to go.
All right.
That's all you have to do. The router will think you're the access point. Boom. You get to use the wireless internet for free.
You should write an article about it.
Because it's
I'm sure people will correct me on this, so I'm waiting for it.
Yeah, well, you know, we
made it up.
Doug, do we have any email?
This was told to me. This was told to me from someone at my work who supposedly gets on the wireless network.
Oh,
for free
all
the time.
So now it was told to you by somebody else.
Yeah, but he supposedly does it all the time at the T-Mobile in Rancho, or the fucking Starbucks in Rancho.
Rancho, yep. But well, if it was told to you by somebody else, then I guess my statement before about how you never really talked about this shit before, like you claimed, is true.
No, I talked about it before.
Liar.
I said theoretically it should be possible. He just confirmed my theories. That's all.
You're lying.
I'm gonna smack you with a big trout. Never mind. That's
trout.
Right.
What
yep.
the hell? That was pretty.
Dude, you guys never used like Flash Slap and fucking Merc or what?
Lucky as an IRC kitty.
They're damn straight, and I'm proud of it.
Flash Trout Slap.
He's all, I do, dude. I do. Like, the IRC pop up. I was like, oh my god.
Lucky, you truly are like an IRC kitty.
LOL, man. LOL.
I am. And if you're listening to this show right now, you can instant message me on AIM at Lucky225, because I'm an AIM kitty, too.
Good for you. I notice you're not encrypted either.
Yeah,
fuck.
Yeah, well, actually, I'm about to encrypt it right now just because you mentioned that. I've been meaning to do that.
What's his name?
Wait,
fucking.
What does that do?
Gizmo got his own encryption if you go to fuckingundergroundnews.com.
Really?
Yeah.
Gizmo
has a couple of fucking AIM exploits. He got the one that makes, I think he wrote it himself, if I'm not mistaken. He might not have. Somebody can correct me on that because I just was looking at it today. But apparently, he also has, he might have written it himself. The one that, it's a simple, registry thing that, expands your buddy list to 400 rather than the 160.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which I know all of us need. That's what
yeah.
400 max, yeah, instead of the 160.
Oh, yeah. That's just wild.
Yep. It looks, but then again, it might have said AIM, 4.x, so I don't know if it works on the new one. I'm not sure. I didn't fucking download it and check it out.
You can use AIM. Look in my profile and download Dead AIM.
Dead AIM,
that's
yeah.
It. Yeah, you know, Dead AIM is fucking hot shit, but I hate how you fucking have to pay to download it now.
I got a version that may not require payment through my profile.
Aha!
Oh, okay. Now
If we endorse illegal activities, I could.
Well, no, we don't do that. We do everything legal out here. Like, we call up FEMA and shit.
Man,
I gotta check that out then, because you know I got fucking Trillion. I didn't like it. I didn't like Trillion.
I used AIM, then I moved to Trillion.
Well, AIM keeps giving me these goddamn pop-ups, man, and it's always trying to play a movie, like a trailer for a movie. It's like, look here, fucker, I don't want to see Battlefield Earth Part 2. You know what I'm saying? I mean, come on.
Don't you fucking hate that AOL Time Warner Warner Brothers fucking merge shit?
Hey, dude, that's APTTMTWBB or some shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. So, what do you want to get into? You want to get into some number calling?
No.
Fuck you. I got a number here that I haven't called yet that I found today on some website. Do you want to call it up, Doug?
Yeah, let me get a line on here.
All right, put a line on. Jesus Christ. What's going on? What are you doing?
No, just call me and just...
I'm trying to install this AIM shit real quick. Hold on.
Yeah. Did you get the one from Gizmo, the undergroundnews.com?
Hold on one second. No, I'm just using the AIM encrypt one. I didn't...
Oh, okay. I'm saying, you should go check that out to see if that buddy list fucking thing works for the newer versions of AIM.
What site was that?
Undergroundnews.com, and then you click on files.
Like, that encryption, does that have to be two-way? Like, I mean, it's not encrypted unless you're talking to someone else who's using the same encryption, right?
Oh, yeah. AIM might figure it out for you. I'll use encryption because, you know what, I don't care. Fuck. I don't talk about nothing on AIM that I wouldn't talk about on here, so.
What? Say
nothing.
What the hell?
Come on, Doug, you got a line in here or what? I wanna
no,
make a few calls.
No, I don't. I'm fucking trying to find something.
I'm trying to find a phone to put on here?
See here.
Well, while we're fucking sitting here doing nothing, I do want to give one shout out to Alyssa, if you're listening. Shout out to you, beautiful.
What the hell? You're trying to get play from the radio show every fucking time.
Shut up, man.
Is that your 12-year-old girl?
Fuck you. The fuck? At least, never mind. Whatever. I'm
no,
be
don't
nice.
Even stop. Fuck you, kill
I'm being nice. At least she's a girl. Moron.
Yeah, so, what's wrong with transvestite?
He's actually a...
What? That was recorded.
Oh, God. That's gonna so be it in and out.
Dude, that's...
I don't know if Charlie is straight.
Dude, that's gonna be in the clip show. we should start naming these shows like fucking BinRev names their shows, but just name it something like arbitrarily random like that. Episode 7, what's wrong with transvestites? Jesus Christ.
Alright, I gotta find a fucking phone. Hold on, I'll be back.
Hurry up, bro, I wanna make calls here. So, G.I. Joe,
man.
Yeah? You enjoying yourself?
Hey, Dakota, apparently I can't...
Dude, I'm trying to fucking ask somebody a question. Can you shut the fuck up for a second? It's not that important, your goddamn AIM encryption. So, G.I. Joe.
Yeah?
Enjoying yourself?
Enjoying myself, I'm saying it is.
That's good. Because I'm not. No.
I'm going to look for stocking ramen noodles and ramen noodle imitations.
Ramen noodle. What kind of ramen noodles you get out there? The Smack ramen?
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
That's one of my favorite brands is Smack.
We have imitation ramen. If you're too cheap to buy ramen, we have imitation.
How much is that? Like a penny a fucking pack?
Ramen's like 15.
Man, ramen noodles here are like 10 cents, bro, and that's like the regular price.
Okay, but...
And those are the fucking Nissan or some brand like that. All right, Doug, was that a line I heard on here?
Yes, it was.
All right, well, there's this number. It was at some local Virginia fucking site, and it had a number. God, I'm feeling fucking sick now. I think I drank too much. 202-844-1111 is D.C. time, right? But this other number that I'd never seen before, I want to see if it works. Because I don't know. Supposedly, it's I guess like a free sports line or something that tells you scores and shit. But that number's going to be 202-362-4444. Let's see what that does.
Holy.
Let's see what it does, man. Is it going through or what?
W-Dow 202. 362? 4444.
No good?
Has been disconnected. Yeah.
Fucker. Oops. Son of a bitch. Alright, we're gonna call another number.
Hold on. I fucking hit the wrong button.
Alright.
Okay.
Alright, this one, I haven't called any of these, I just got them today. I posted a few of them on BinRev. I feel bad now for posting a number that doesn't work. I should verify these things. I usually do. It's just today I had a lot of shit going on, man. I've been drinking all day. I haven't slept. I'm about to throw up right now on default radio. You can just hear me start fucking losing it. What's that? Lucky, what's going on?
Lucky, what's wrong? Lucky's
going crazy. Did he drop?
Someone's breaking into his house.
Did he drop?
Yeah, that was it that dropped.
Yo, Lucky dropped? Wait, Joe, you still here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Fuck. Alright, well, fuck him. Good for him. He dropped.
He's
getting murdered in his house. Somebody broke in to kill him. Here's another number. This is supposedly the USGS, which is the United States Geological Survey, National Earthquake Information Center recording. I guess they tell us information about earthquakes, which is 303.
Okay.
273-8516.
What the fuck?
It's going down.
Oh no, I hear Bridge Rusty.
What happened?
Yeah, I'll try to make the call 1 second.
Yeah, if you can do it, bro. Because fucking Verizon Wireless does not make progress every day.
Make problems every day.
Second. Great timeline, but terrible.
No, Verizon Wireless, their slogan is, we never stop freaking for you. Man. Who just called in?
Well, that was me again, so either one of the three-way.
What are we doing? Somebody call this number, 303.
Yeah, Joe, go ahead.
Oh, fuck. I just closed the fucking thing. But, come on, let's do it. 303-273, 8516.
Lucky, is that you?
Hello? Hi, what happened?
Hello.
Okay.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, I'm trying to make a call. I'm trying to connect the call.
Oh, okay. Well, it's really low.
Okay, you can talk. You can't hear it well?
No, I can't hear it at all.
I can hear it. It's because
it's still ringing?
Yeah, I'm doing a physical conference, not doing a three-way.
Hang it up, man, because you know what? I don't think that number works either. What the fuck?
Cody, you just,
This is the last one I'm going to try. This is supposed to be the
Wait,
national...
Wait, can I hang up?
Yeah, don't worry about it. I guess it's not working. All these numbers suck.
You don't hear it?
No.
Okay, hang on 1 second.
Wait, Doug, you want to try calling that? Because I couldn't hear that.
It's probably because I'm using a physical I have two phone lines and I'm physically...
Oh, yeah, it's way too low. On Doug's side, it always sounds better since he's, like, physically recording at his fucking, his place. His line always sounds...
I don't know why, though, because, like, I use different lines. So it doesn't matter.
It just always sounds louder when you do it. But do you want to call the number, Doug, or what?
Yeah, what's the number?
All right, once again, the United States Geological Survey National Earthquake Information Center recording is 303-273. 8516.
I feel no love.
Huh?
I don't feel any love.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Dude, my chef fucking knocked out my packet 8. I fucking was disconnected for like 5 minutes. And you guys don't even fucking
left.
You don't even greet me when I come back. You're just like, oh, just fucking lucky. What the fuck?
Information Center automated attendance. For information on felt earthquakes in the United States, press 1. For information on earthquakes of magnitude 5.5 or greater worldwide, press 2. These recordings are updated Monday through Friday at approximately
8
a.m. December 31st at 1800 UTC or 11 o'clock a.m. Mountain Standard Time. There are no earthquakes of magnitude 5.5 or greater to report at this time. Press 2 to repeat this message. Press 1 or 3 for another earthquake information line. Press 4 to return to the main menu or disconnect. Welcome to the U.S. Geological. The following earthquake location is preliminary. December 31st at 6 hours, 16 minutes, 52 seconds UTC. In Wyoming. About 30 kilometers or 20 miles east-northeast of Jackson, Wyoming. At 43.6 degrees north, 110.4 degrees west, the shallow depth, and a magnitude 3.5.
Wow.
This earthquake was felt at Jackson and Moran.
Great.
For additional information, see the USGS NEIC webpage at http://neic.usgs.gov/neis/bulletin.
I like this lady.
This recording was last
December 31st
at 8.
I don't know. I like her. I'm going to date her.
Or 11 o'clock a.m. Mountain Standard Time.
All right. You killed that? All right. Well, that was it. The USGS National Earthquake Information Center recording. So if you want to know the deal with what earthquakes are going on in the world, then you can find out through that phone number. And it's pretty hot shit. I liked it. I don't think anybody else did because you all just want to fucking own people or something.
So anyway,
whatever.
Your cat's about 50
you know what?
Away.
Dakota, you don't even care about the fucking earthquakes. You just wanted to hear that hot chick's voice. You probably called it earlier. You wanted to hear it again.
Wow, dude, did I just not say that I didn't call any of these numbers, which is kind of why I didn't know if it worked or not.
And that was all part of your scam anyway.
Oh, that's why I gave you that broken sports number, huh?
Yeah.
I even went and posted it on the forum.
Anti-trap.
That's exactly what it was. It was an anti-trap, and I got you, Doug.
Oh, shit. You got my fucking...
I got your Annie.
You got my docs.
You got my docs. All right, let's call something else.
You've been going for like an hour and a half now.
I don't care. Let's call something else.
I'm just letting know. Holy shit.
Now we're going to call the National Weather Service local and extended forecast recording. What, do you not like this? You want to stop making calls? What's up? Are you ready? Okay, National Weather Service local and extended forecast recording is 703-260-0307.
National Dakota bullshit.
Fuck you. Your mother. Maybe I won't even have to call the left.
Baltimore, Washington Forecast Office. You may dial an extension at any time. Otherwise, please hold for a menu selection.
All right.
For reported forecast, hydrology, climate data, or internet address, press 1. All media inquiries, press 2.
Is that us, the media?
Press 3.
Yeah.
Engineering
and tech. Yeah, let's do for media.
I just want to hear the.
Or stay on the line.
I want to hear the report.
Press star to repeat this menu.
Press 1.
For the local DC Baltimore forecast, press 1. For the marine forecast, press 2. For river information, press 3. Mountain forecast, 4. For the beach forecast, press 5. For the local climate data, 6. For the office internet address, press 7. Or press star to repeat this menu.
To the local forecast.
The Washington, D.C. and Baltimore quarter forecast. Overnight, mostly cloudy. Patchy fog forming. Lows 40 to 45, except upper 30s.
All right, hang up on it now. There you go. Fucking, now you get the weather and all sorts of river fucking information and what else.
Notice how Dakota hangs over when the guy announcer comes on.
Fuck you, you fucking motherfucker. Whatever, bro. You're gonna give me shit because I fucking like women? What the hell?
Hey, so do I, but I just don't go obsessive over recordings, man.
Don't lie, you don't like women, you fucking liar.
Although I do have to say, thank you for calling Verizon, lady's pretty hot.
She is. I fucked her twice.
Yeah, and Sprint's virtual representative, Claire.
Fuck yeah, Claire.
I'd like to virtually bend her over.
I'd throw her the virtual cock. All right, now I got one more.
That's fucking retarded, holy shit.
I got one more number that,
hold on.
I got one more number that's going to be really lead. As opposed to, like, the other numbers.
Okay.
Now, this right here, as I mentioned earlier in the show about 17 hours ago, that, the fact that I take 20-year-old text files and dial every number in them and find the ones that still work. And today, I did just that. I did exactly that. I fucking found some text file by the Jolly Roger or some fucking asshole. This is probably like straight out of the Anarchist Cookbook. And this right here was listed as American Express Exchange. Okay? It's a toll-free number, and you gotta check this out. This is some hot shit for anybody who's got money floating around in the fucking world market like I do. Call up 800-525-7623.
Jokes in the rain.
Why? Talking about?
Nothing.
Moron. Yeah, it was anti-trap. I got you.
Moron.
going? What's going on here?
She was like, please hold on.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah. Please
to
hold
obtain
on.
American Express foreign exchange rates, press 1. To receive instructions to calculate the equivalency using foreign rate exchange, press 2. Please hold on.
I press 1. I get the rate.
These American Express internal rates are effective for January 2, 2004, and pertain to the sale, settlement, and encashment of American Express foreign currency traveler's checks. For Euro, encashment 1.22567, selling 1.29821. For French franc, encashment 0.18685, selling 0.19791. For Swiss franc, encashment 0.78547, selling 0.83179. For pound sterling, encashment 1.74077, selling 1.84422. For German mark, encashment 0.62668, selling 0.66377. For Canadian dollar, encashment 0.75208, selling 0.79647. For Australian dollar, encashment 0.73213, selling 0.77394. For Dutch guilder, encashment.
Enough.
Jesus Christ.
Thank you. Can we please hear that later?
What the fuck, man? You don't want to hear the fucking exchange rates, bro?
That's not the best.
Can we call Tell Me now?
Seriously.
What are you going to get from Tell Me?
Fucking the weather. It's just, that's, like, interesting.
It's interesting? Why?
The time, I don't know.
Because, look, Tell Me's the only one that's going to give weather for Guasti, California.
It's the same weather as fucking Ontario, California. We already fucking verified this, you moron.
That's not true. That.
Weather for Guasti, California.
But she says Guasti. But she says Guasti.
Hold on while I get your local forecast for Guasti, California.
Yeah, that zip code is 91743 in case Tell Me can't fucking hear you guys and you're trying to call Tell Me right now.
Well, who just called in?
Oh, I guess
wait,
that's
I
want to
hear anything. Guasti, hold on.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Nathan.
Weather.
Okay, traffic. When you're done,
now. Weather. Main menu.
Traffic.
Stop.
Main menu.
Main menu. Here are all the categories you can choose
weather.
From. All right, weather.
Weather. Say a city and state, enter a zip code, or hang on while I get your local forecast for Los Angeles, California.
91743.
Guasti, California. Say stop to interrupt this forecast.
Stop.
At 8:32. Say a city.
The governor, you're such a fucking bitch.
I know. Good.
I wanted to hear the weather, man.
Nobody cares about the weather in Guasti, California.
Man, I was talking to Lucky last night, and he's like, dude, I had to, like, drive 3 miles to get a soda. And I'm like, what? Oh, that's right. You live in Guasti where there's, like, no stores. There's, like, one house there.
Guasti?
Yours. One block.
All right. Are we getting ready to wrap this shit up or what? I suppose.
Oh, I thought we were in a conference line.
Huh?
We were at a conference line. I forgot what we were doing a show here.
Oh, wait a minute. You know what? We didn't take any live callers. You want to take some callers?
Yeah, let's take some callers. We got
all right, you know what? Callers. Everybody out there listening, get on the 508 bridge. 508.
Yeah, that number written down.
I got it right here. 508-295-9926, extension 337. Get on it.
Oh,
don't
one.
Make us look like morons when we call in and there's nobody there. Get on it. 508-295-9926. 9926, extension 337. We're going to be taking the live conference on the fucking air, streaming live. Don't forget it for everybody who's still left listening after we've been doing all this dumb crap.
How much lag do you think there is?
Probably like a minute or two, so we're going to wait. But everybody out there, hopefully you're getting on it. You're already there. 508-295-9926, extension 337. Get on, be heard. It's probably only going to be Natus.
We'll be right back.
No, we're not. We're going to stay right fucking here.
We're going to take a short break.
We're going to take a short break.
We're going to take a short break. Touch your neck.
God.
This show is sponsored by...
What's the spot? Sponsored by AT&T. Customer service.
Yeah, right. The show is sponsored by the Guasti Public Library.
No, it's
located in Guasti, California.
The show is sponsored by the Guasti Tourist Council. Fucking Guasti. The fuck? How is it wrong with you? You got a hard on for this Guasti shit. Did you ever have sex with that with the girl who writes all the articles about Guasti?
No. Why the fuck would I have sex with her?
Because you and her are the only people in the fucking known universe who give a fuck about Guasti.
Am I going to have to school you on my monogamous relationship again?
I don't really know the meaning of that word, monogamy.
It's
foreign to me.
What is that word actually?
Does that mean when you only like fuck one chick at a time, right?
Oh, God.
Yeah, I guess that's okay.
I really don't know that word, so now I'm going to have to look it up.
I don't know. All right, once again, the number, just in case you didn't get on there again, listeners, 508-295-9926, extension 337. You better be there because Doug is going to call it, and we're going to look like morons because it's going to be like zero.
And we have to give a shout-out to Data Machine because apparently he can't call in for some reason. I guess he doesn't have a phone or something.
Sucks. Yeah, a big shout to them because they're going to be hosting some of our archives. Address is going to be.
Sounds right.
I'm drawing a blank right here. I'm sorry. The address is going to be default.datamachine.net. We're going to have our archives there because we've been having a huge fucking bandwidth problem. Which is good.
Yeah, because all these people have to listen to the show so bad.
And of course, I mean, if you want to go download shows, Pig Monkey has a mirror up that I can't remember off the top of my head. Pig-monkey.com. I should really, from next week, starting next week, I'm going to have stuff written down in front of me. And shout to Murdoch for hooking us up with The Clash. He got the music to us when Doug couldn't fucking get Kazaa Light. But Doug did get Kazaa Light because of fucking Natus and a big shout to fucking him. And,
Fucking great.
And once again, shouts to Siri for hooking us up with the data machine for our archives. Are you calling into the comp or what, bro?
Oh, okay. Hold on.
Call it up.
What's the extension again?
The 337, bro. 508-295-9926, extension 337.
Can't wait to hear Natus's voice, huh?
Yeah, it's just going to be Natus. And if he's not there, it's going to be nobody. You watch.
No one. How weird.
What happened? Nobody?
I don't know. I'm trying to find out who's in here.
What do you mean?
How many people are in there?
Yeah. You're not on.
I'm not on there.
Dude, call
what the fuck? Why don't I just call it?
All right, shut up. Doug, don't call it. Lucky, call it. 508-295-9926, extension 337. Call it up. We're bridging them in. Jesus, bro, we've been going for an hour and a half. We can't get this shit straight?
I'd like to get a three-way, though.
Got the number, Lucky?
Press 1 to continue.
Hey!
There are other callers in the conference.
Well, why is it bridged like that?
Because some other nigger called in on the comp.
What the fuck?
There's nobody in there, though.
Oh, what a fucking predicament.
Oh, man, I'm in here.
Huh?
I'm in here, man. I'm listening to you.
Oh, what's up, bro?
Not much, man. Just figured I'd get my 2 seconds of fame on your little radio show.
Who is it? Murdoch,
yeah.
Can you turn the volume down on the live stream?
No, I'm sorry. I kind of forgot.
Live.
Yeah. Murdoch, good looking out on the music, bro.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
Yeah, man.
You know, I have AT&T wireless as well, so I know what it's like to spend hours on the line with customer service.
All fucking day. Yeah. Don't fuck her
all
off.
Fucking gay.
Yeah.
Lucky actually just hooked me up with the back door queue for it, so.
Well, yeah, Lucky got all the numbers, man. Crazy.
Yeah, those numbers will be posted on Verizon Fierce tonight.
So, yo, are you going to ever post the magazine?
Yeah.
Hold on
a
second. I gotta go. I'll be right back.
Alright. What?
What
the hell? Decoder has left the building. You know,
This has never happened with Decoder.
Decoder is the only sense of control we have on this show. We don't have any fucking control. What the fuck? This is going to turn into a pump. We don't have any control over ourselves. We can't be tamed.
Shut the fuck up, man.
Everything is always on default later.
No, we're not having it, bro, you fucker. I swear to God, Doug, I'm going to beat you so fucking senseless. Somebody at my door, man. What the fuck? Do you want me to answer the door while we're doing the show?
Oh, people know where you live? What the hell?
Yeah, bro. It's called never mind. I don't want to say it.
It's called society.
It's called his mom.
Where we did it?
It's fucking 11:30 at night on the East Coast, bro. Anyway.
So Murdoch's on. Great. Murdoch. Beautiful.
Yeah, I'm not exactly Mattis, but, you know, I guess I'll have to suffice.
Yeah, what happened to Mattis, man?
Yeah, Mattis is even on.
We're worried about it.
He gave me an IM asking what the call is. There's going to be calls because he's going to be out doing stuff.
He was going to be out.
I don't know what we're going to use. Yeah.
Well, Murdoch, you got any shout-outs you want to give to anybody?
No, I don't really have any shout-outs.
Why not, man? Come on. Motherfucker.
Hey guys, shout out to, some other people I hang out with at Couch Forums are really cool. Everybody at Benrez, you know, Decoder Majestic, all you guys are really fucking awesome. Lucky. You guys are all fucking cool. Those are my shouts, you know.
Alright, got anything you want to talk about today, Murdoch? Any questions you got? Any fucking comments about the show? Do we suck?
I don't know, love the show.
Are we going too long?
You've been going about 80 minutes, according to my clock.
Jesus freaking Christ.
We never know what we're doing. Just whatever. We do whatever.
I don't know. You played like White Riot like 40 times.
I know, man. Well, that was my fault. I couldn't get my shit together.
That's all right. I like the song anyway, so.
Well, it's only a minute and a half long, so I mean.
So then we haven't really been going for 80 minutes, then.
Since I've been on, it's been 105, but I think it's been about 75 minutes.
Yeah, see, if we use one of those KMFDM songs that I normally use that are like 9 minutes long anyway, we wouldn't have that problem to replay it.
Yeah.
But that's all good. We tried to get...
Everyone would be like, all right, finally not playing fucking The Clash.
Yeah, right.
Hey.
Aw, man.
Yeah. Hey, Will.
Hey, it's Rye here.
This is Nick.
What up, what up?
That's Rye. Hey, I was lagged out on the radio. I didn't get the comp up until... See you later.
Yeah, I figured there was going to be a lag. Most definitely.
There is a lag.
You know what, Dakota? We might have a special guest coming on right now. Hold on 1 second.
I've got more guests. I don't even know what's going on anymore.
Tron! No, I'm just coming.
Oh, we're getting Tron?
No, I want it to be a surprise. I did not want to say anything if he's not going to come in.
Okay,
I hear
you. All right, everybody, how many people on the comp right now?
One. Me, you, Lucky.
No.
just do the old, you know.
I'm losing it. Oh, wait, hit pound, yeah.
It doesn't work. I already tried it.
Oh, wow.
Decoder, when you've been up for like 24 hours, usually drinking alcohol doesn't help things much.
Yeah, I'm kind of losing it here. Like, my vision's starting to go. We're starting to blur out.
Yeah.
I grabbed another beer out of the fridge.
Default radio.
It's not doing too good for me.
Default radio.
But we're chilling. This could be another 2-hour episode. I don't really care. I mean, we're doing things. We're fucking chilling. We're hanging out. It's default radio. It's all sorts of fucking pandemonium, or as Natus would say, it's made out of WrestleMania. Whatever the fuck that means. I never asked him about that. He says that default radio was made out of WrestleMania, which I don't know what it means.
Really?
WrestleMania is supposed to be all like crazy and shit, with like fucking wrestlers running around and fucking tag teams and shit.
Well, that's what I think it is. I think what he meant is that it's just fucking pandemonium.
You know what I could do for fun? I could actually take a drive down to my CEO, which is like 2 blocks away.
Do it. Go to the CEO. Go dumpster diving.
Go dumpster diving. I'm sorry, it's on the phone.
On the stream, live, dumpster diving. Get arrested on Default Radio. That'd be lead.
I know, but my CEO doesn't have any good trash. If I want to go to good trash from the CEO, I got to go a couple miles away.
We might still be here.
Every CEO that's around me is a 5-E.
We might still be here.
We can hear before we're calling.
It's a one night, so I think I'm actually going to go do it. I'm putting my
socks. So everybody on the cop, anybody got any shouts? Anything you want to say? Anything?
I want to say after you to that one ugly chick at Walmart that I owed $2 to when she never paid me back.
There's an ugly chick at the Walmart? Really? I never would have thought.
I got shots.
We have a special
guest calling
in. Uh-oh.
Surprise? I'm just drunk. I have to admit that I was on my way out the door, but Mr. 225 talked me into calling.
The person that is on the line with us is our good friend Adrian Lamo.
Yo!
Who's
oh, my God.
He
caught me at the right place at the right time. I actually have to run, but...
Kill it.
Okay, I killed that bridge. I'm going to see if I can get Adrian to call in on the direct line. Hold on.
Okay. What the fuck? Who did that, yo?
Toronto. I fucking hate you, or...
What the fuck, man? You know that was going to happen. We have an enemy who's listening, of course.
The show's just too damn popular.
Yep, even our enemies listen. They gotta keep tabs on what's going down.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Oh, man. You know, that's fucked up, bro.
We got Adrian Lamo on here, and then fucking someone asked the three-way in a Milwaukee.
All right, get him back. Get Adrian back.
I'm trying to get him to call the direct line. I don't know if he'll be able to. He's running out the door. All
right, who just called in?
Who just joined?
Hello?
We have me back, if nothing else.
All right.
Sorry about that, Adrian.
These things happen, especially with any telephone interaction involving more than three people.
Exactly. There's going to be one moron who comes on. It's good to know that our enemies listen to the show, though.
Oh, Decoder, I do have an idea before we get
continuous speech to free speech, too.
Free speech.
And we gave a number, it was an open line, and it's bound to experience some difficulties. Sorry, by the way, to everyone who was on the conf that we had to cut.
We're going to have to edit that milliwatt out. That's not going to make good radio.
No, it's going to stay in the MP3.
And all right, stream that fucking distorted your speakers.
Yeah.
So, out of curiosity, do we have anybody here out of New York City by any chance?
Right here in New York City.
Because for reasons unspecified, I'm going to New York next week from like Tuesday until Sunday, and it may or may not be a media circus at some point, but I've set aside some time to wander around.
Oh, most definitely.
Okay, cool.
New York is a good city.
Are you,
are you going to Hope Conference if you're going to be available around that time of July?
I don't know if I'll be available. It depends on a number of, well, dependencies.
Hmm. Okay. All right.
But I'd like to be able to go.
So, huh?
If there's anyone in New York who has a spare couch or would just like to hang out, feel free to shoot me an email at Adrian, A-D-R-I-A-N, at adrian.org.
So, Adrian, so you've been released then. What's happening right now? I don't even know what's pending right now.
Sorry, you cut out for a second. Say again.
I don't know what's pending right now with your case. What's going on? Are you allowed to talk about it, or?
It'd be prejudicial to the ongoing case to really discuss it, except to say that stuff's going to start happening real soon. And I think that you can infer some of it from the fact that I'm going to New York City.
Impending this weekend.
All right. So we got Adrian on. I guess, you got any questions for him, Dakota?
Man, that milliwatt killed me, man.
I know. I have some stuff lined up, and now, like, my mind's just all
killed
blank.
My mood. I'm sitting here drinking as it is, and then, we had an open line. I mean, I'm sorry for everyone. We have an open line. There's going to be somebody who's going to call in and do something stupid.
Majestic gave me an idea, and there might be a solution in the future for call-ins.
I don't know. We're gonna hook something up. We're going to get an 8 instead.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
So, Adrian, do you have any shouts, Adrian? You're on live now.
Yes, I am. I'm allowed to use Instant Messenger for educational and journalistic purposes, which is why I'm not being too talkative with Lucky 225 here. Because I could interview him, I guess. I'm currently a reporter for a local paper, but...
This is media right here.
This is the media. Yep, you got people listening. Playing milliwatts.
Yeah, we consider it media. We try.
Yeah, well, you know. Under the guise of some sort of media.
The definition of media is subject to change without notice.
Especially on this show. At a moment's notice.
So what exactly am I talking on? I got this number from Lucky 225. So encourage me to call in.
You are on Default Radio. You can listen to the stream later at cbzone.org/default. That's C as in Charlie, B as in beige, zone.org/default. And you can download the MP3 there.
Good. I can get the beeps again.
Yeah, you can hear the beeps again. It was very informative.
Oh, yeah.
It was a very, very informative medium, I think.
Yep. Gotta be...
So, out of curiosity, who am I talking to?
This is Decoder.
You got Decoder and, of course, me, Lucky225. We're the main hosts here. We got Doug, our engineer, who's doing the recording and the streaming. Is G.I. Joe still on, or...?
G.I. Joe.
I guess G.I. Joe,
did G.I. Joe drop after the milliwatt?
I guess he got dropped.
Shit, I would've.
I mean, that sucks, man.
Alright.
We lost G.I. Joe in the middle of that, too?
Anyways, basically, what we do is we try to have a telecom-related, medium every Friday we try to do something live, and we try to get a show recorded on Wednesday, usually. You can go check out the website. We got
show
notes about the show.
Episode 7, and our 10th show. Lucky and I like to do the midweek things whenever we can.
I'd like to know that I've yet to get any email from anybody offering me their couch. I took that very personally.
What? An email about what?
I'd like to know that I've yet to receive any email from anybody offering me their couch in New York City. I take that very personally. Not really, but...
I wish I had some cash, man.
Yeah. I wish I had some cash.
That's couch, then C-O-U-C-H.
Oh, I didn't even hear you. When are you going to be here, by the way?
Hello?
Who just dropped?
Yeah, I arrive on Tuesday, and I leave on Sunday.
You arrive on Tuesday?
Couch? What?
I'm going to get in contact with you, by the way.
You can check my voicemail, which is 20. Well, you can get my voicemail, which is 206-666-HACK.
Oh, you pulled that one?
Wait, 206 what?
206-666-HACK, a.k.a. 206-666-4225. And you can also check my more, or you can also direct messages to my more urgent voicemail, which is 206-376-5597. Beyond that, you can call my attorney, Sean Hacker, who I'm sure would love to hear from you.
Who just called in?
G.I. Joe. I was on the whole time, but you guys couldn't hear me?
No, bro. I just asked about you. I couldn't hear you. What happened?
Yeah, I was yelling in the phone like 30 seconds ago. I guess.
Everything always goes wrong on this show. It's probably because everything's on default.
Yeah, it's one of the things wrong. We have a lot of mishaps and things that are beyond our control, to tell you the truth. So
everything there is a season.
Man. That's why I sit here and drink and smoke the entire time.
Yeah, well, the entire time we're doing the show.
I just sit here and
drink. You're ramping up. We're on one.
Yeah, we're almost going 2 hours. You're probably going to have to cut this short.
Yeah, well, definitely we got to give a special shout to Adrian now.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely.
Well, I guess, it's a pleasure being part of the phone hopping experience.
I didn't hear any of that because my voice cut out.
Man.
And I tell you, everything goes wrong on the show. Anyways.
Adrian, do you have any shouts to give out?
Thank you, Brian.
Do you have any shout-outs?
Yeah, I would actually like to personally recognize my high school counselor, Harlan Edelman, for his emotional support throughout this ordeal.
All right.
All right, Doug. Shouts?
Yeah, me.
All right, White Sword. Do you have any shouts, Doug, seriously?
No, I do have a shout. Bananas, of course.
Yeah, big shout to Bananas.
225 is, like, my idol. And to fucking Verizon for, you know, giving Lucky my docs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, big shout to Verizon for giving Lucky Doug's cell phone, which had been activated like an hour earlier. I think Lucky had it before Doug had it.
Yeah. Well, actually, what I liked was Doug had to pay $15 to change his number. And then I called up Verizon within that hour and got the phone number that he changed it to.
Yes, yeah, so that's a big...
By the way, Lucky, the whole picture ID thing is actually kind of working.
Okay, good.
Not bad.
I got so much fucking shit on that account now.
All right, G.I. Joe, you got any shouts?
I'll just say, shout to this thing, Doug, right now, for trying to form, so I have a useful medium to have intelligent conversation.
Well, you can't tone out a forum.
You can text it. You can try and flood it.
You could.
But, I mean, it's just something I can, after it's done working or done school, I can come there and...
That's it, and just learn.
People that aren't totally...
Get info and stuff. Most definitely shout to Stank Dog. And, Lucky, today.
Uh-huh.
What's your shouts?
Well, obviously to Adrian, and I hope we can have him on another show where, we're a little more structured next time.
Yeah, you know, the word that I didn't want to use, you're right. I said from the beginning that I didn't want it to be structured, but I think that that realistically we might have to be. So this is something we might start working on for the future episodes. Maybe it's not going to be pandemonium every time because we see what happens when it is.
I think it's worked out for the best.
Well, yeah. I mean, people like to listen. They like to hear the shit going wrong and everything. I suppose it's amusing. I'm trying to set a balance between, you know, like, entertainment and information. Sometimes the balance just tips the wrong way, though.
Yeah, usually it scales more towards entertainment, which gets a lot of good laughs, but we're not delivering the information that we set out.
That we should be, yeah. And that's most definitely my shout-outs this week. Definitely to Adrian. Thanks a lot for coming in. Most definitely.
Thank you for having me.
Shouts to all the listeners. Murdoch and everybody else that was on the conference, sorry that you had to get cut off because of the fucking toner. Some Tron wannabe, or as Elemis said, a Tron light or something.
You know, like, in the whole Lord of the Rings thing, how Gollum was necessary at the very end. People that do that sort of thing aren't necessary in their own right, and,
at some point, maybe to put you on track when you're doing the wrong thing, you know? Could be, like a wake-up call or something.
You never know. Just the change in telephone numbers could somehow subtly affected some strange parameter of your life in an indirect way that you'll never know about.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You never know. It's just something to think about. And that's about it for Default Radio this week. We went pretty long, man. It's like 2 hours. Doug, are we playing the music yet?
Yeah, hold on.
Start playing it.
Well, what the hell? We're trying to close the show.
Yeah, you're supposed to start. We're doing the shout-outs, but it's cool. Just start playing it. Right now, if Doug is starting to play it, you're hearing The Clash, and the song is called This Is Radio Clash. And,
Before you say it, Dakota, also, I want to give a shout-out to Murdoch, too. You just reminded me.
Yeah, big shout-out to Murdoch. He hooked us up with the music because Doug couldn't, his Kazaa light was fucking up.
And I'd also like to give a shout-out to everyone on AIM who messaged me for being an AIM kitty.
You're an AIM kitty. Shout-out to G.I. Joe for doing the show with us, too.
Oh, and thank you for having me.
Most at any time, bro. And that's it. We're out of here. Default Radio, this is Dakota.
Yep. And as always,
everything is always on default. Later.